Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. Ancient of days, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. Ancient of days, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, 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 I praise your name. Oh, Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. Ancient of days, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. Right now, 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 Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. 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 Lord, I praise your name. Oh, Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name. Oh, God, I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name. Ancient of days, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. My Father, I praise your name. Ancient of days, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, 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 I praise your name. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. My God, I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name. I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. 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 Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. 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 Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. My God, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. Ancient of Days, I praise your name, Jesus. 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 Lord, we 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 praise your name. Ancient of Days, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, 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 I 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 praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise your name, Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice, Baba Lysim, because fire is falling on this altar this morning. God will ensure that some people will think this is monotonous. Pastor Ellen must be unprepared. That is why Pastor Ellen has taken the same song for almost 15 minutes. Beloved, this is the moment that fire is falling, because there are some serious things that God is going to establish on this altar this afternoon. Lift up your voice and say, Jesus, I praise your name. Ancient of Days, I praise your name. Lion of the tribe of Judah, I praise your name. The El Shaddai Lord, I praise your name. The head of the body, Jesus, Son of God, I praise your name. The lily of the valley, I praise your name. The great deliverer, I praise your name. My great defender, I praise your name. My great savior, I praise your name. My great defender, I praise your name. My great rescuer, I praise your name. My great savior, I praise your name. My great defender, 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 I praise your name, my great defender, I praise your name, my great captain, I praise your name. Isopiata Gakusto Sociate, Enda Capusto Socie, Ilabia Otua Apioto, Enga Cacusto Sociatro Novoso. Ila biotu gagalopro negaga gasusie, ende gekustoso, si ila broso, ende gegegegegesusia, apioto, endege qua a pioto, endro libe custo zoziate, endege custo, endege epia, ondege custo zozie, il labro zozie, a pioto, endro nega custo zozie, endege de libru zozie, il labio o tongo la voce, endege custo zozie, endege custo zi ila botrula, il sopro ndege custo zi eto, ella bio o tontru no gozo, il sopioto no goli che qua zi eto, endege e custo zi ate, endege che custo zi e, endege custo zi a, endege che susia, ila pioto totuate, endege che susie, endava a pioto, le gusto so si prunonogo, si a pioto, te glaco, se percuto so si altro novoso, me coto no gasiapio, e le pete, e che quaso, e suppliante che custoso, e soppiata che quasa, Bacusto, socia, zaprote, ige custo, zeprianto, leca custo, zeprendosto, gosica quataia, ila pio, ocuta, acotupa, asusia, e soprondega custo sociate, endega custoso, e truna gago bubu socia, e sopro, sopiata gaiaga, ila pia, apia, apia. Apia, 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 sapato, e sapioto, te che to pronega quasate, e che custo si altro novoso, e che custoto, e te che custosia, e la prondiga quasate, e che quasa, si attende lì che quasa, e soprato, e che custo sasiato, e sopia a pioto, e che custo sasiate, e che casusia a pia, 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 e fa custo zosi ike quasa, endege custoso, endege custosia, e soproto zosi ate, endege custoso, e soprotoso, zepri acuta ga custo zosi ate, endelebo custo zosi e, e sopia a ponde che sociate, enda che palu custoso ziate, ende che custoto, ende che capatua zapioto, le crosusia zapreso, zepretoste che libru socia, indogosatia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, beloved, we've come into the serious moment. As we saw from the word of the Lord this morning, you and I, we saw the role of the anointing of God. The anointing will work in your favor, in my favor, so that you and I can have a favorable finishing, but without a shadow of doubt, fire is falling. Because the anointing will work against the wicked, and the anointing will see that the wicked receive their dues without fail. The anointing work in the favor of the righteous, but without the shadow of doubt, it works against the wicked. And I see that something is going on. I was very specific this morning. I mentioned times about the grace of God. future date, as the Lord instructed me, as the Lord told me. This is a moment that is very critical, that even if your friend is not on this altar, it might be good for you to bring them. If your family member is missing, you want to call them. Because the anointing is still the same and of the Lord. The anointing is still the same. Holy Spirit and the power of God and the fire of God. The anointing is God himself taking charge, being in control, and giving to every man according to what they have done in the body. He will allot judgment to the wicked against the wicked, and he will show favor unto the righteous. When the hand of the Lord walked with Moses and Aaron, you and I we saw that every problem they were walking over, they had a breakthrough, but the wicked had no chance of returning. The Pharaoh has no chance for a comeback because God defended the cause of the righteous. He secured their lot. He defended their cause. They have been oppressed for way too long. And beloved, God arose for them. By the strong hand of the Most High God, he brought them out. And Moses sang about it in Exodus chapter number 13. You heard me say this morning, he said, and Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage by the strength of the hand of the Lord. That hand of the Lord is full of supernatural strength. You came out by the strength of the hand of the Lord, who brought you out from this place. There shall no living bread be eaten. He reminded them that they have not come out by their own might. He said so much to them, but he came back to them again. In verse number 9, he said, here, it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's blood may be in thy mouth, and with a strong hand, as the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. I realize that the enemy is not your friend. If you befriend him, you are on your own. Anybody we are trying to rescue that decided to keep peace and keep allegiance and keep agreement with the devil and yoke themselves with the devil, and you think you want to create room for the devil to ought to attack, to harass anybody, that personality better get ready, because there's no way of escape. That is why you and I are going to lift up our voices tonight. It said the strong hand of the Lord And you might be saying, Pastor Allen, what do you mean by the strong hand of the Lord? The strong hand of the Lord does valiantly. The hand of the Most High God make possible how to prevail against the wicked. When the strong hand of the Lord terminates slavery, bondages, afflictions, harassment, anything that has stood in the way of the righteous, that same strong hand of the Lord will see the defeat of the wicked. The hand of the Lord will see the breakdown of the wicked. So that is why when you see the Lord stretch for his own hands over the sea, the Pharaoh, his chariot, and his chariot's men, they have not come back, even if they desire it. If God of all the earth can ensure there is no comeback for the wicked, you have no right. Absolutely no right to keep the wicked to continue to do atrocities. So we saw that the hand of the Lord represents the power of Jehovah. The hand of your God represents the anointing of God, because the word of the Lord says in 1 Samuel chapter number 20, number 10, even when Samuel met Saul, he took a flask of olive oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him. Has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance? Has not the Lord anointed you to be captain over his heritage? Has not the Lord, has not the Lord. What he poured was oil, but the anointed was anointed by the Lord, the anointed one, and his anointing. Has not the Lord anointed you to be in charge? Has not the Lord put you in control of everything that has controlled? Has not the Lord make you to become a captain? Has not the Lord anointed thee? A transition took place in just by the release of the oil. And that was the oil that dwelt on the inside of you. That was the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of me. Beloved, listen. He said, has not the Lord anointed you? He said, this time we confirm God's anointing of you as priest over his it will stop you from wandering. He said, the anointing is working in your favor. He said, when you leave me today, you will meet. He said, get closer to your own country, Benjamin. You will meet two men, Rachel's tomb. The one of the rest, he said, they said, the donkeys you went to look for are found. The anointing picks you into recovery. This is for the righteous, but anointing with turn to fire, and the sharp sword of fire will locate the wicked this evening, and there will be no more. There is no way of escape. There is no way of rescue. There is no way of comeback. There is no way of survival. The wicked will be buried without mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, even if they call Moses, if they call Elijah, nobody will attend to the case of the wicked, because the wicked shall be buried in their wickedness, and there shall not be a comeback. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, hear the asses which you went to seek are found. When you have the anointing of God, when it's working for us for a favorable finishing, it becomes what makes you to enjoy good news. Good news comes to those who wait. But your good news, my good news, is a bad news unto the wicked. Beloved, and he said, your father has stopped caring about the asses. Is now worried about you. What shall I do about my son? The very father that stayed at home and told his son to go and look for the lost ass, the very father who did not take the risk, sent a son on a risky journey, beloved, not even minding whether he will come back, because caring. When the anointing comes upon you, men will begin to care for you. He said, what shall I do about my son? Then you will go further from here, and you will come to the terrible tree of Tabor, and three men going up. Sacrifice God and better will meet you there. One carried three young goats, another carried three loaves of bread, and another carried a jug of wine. They will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you will accept from their hand. There were three men. Beloved, they have three young goats. Beloved, they have three loaves of bread. Just enough for individuals. They have a jug of wine. They will greet you and give you two. They reduce what they have to partake of. They treated a soul that has just got the anointing upon his head. Beloved, they gave him the best at the expense of their own ability to meet their own needs. Beloved, to be favorably disposed towards a person that carries the anointing, because the anointing is the hand of the Lord that was upon him. Don't be jealous of other men and other blokes. Don't be jealous. They just have the anointing. Beloved, so they became captain over the heritage of God. They had the anointing. It makes a difference. They became leader to be a captain, means to be a ruler. They carry authority. To be a captain means to be a leader. To be a captain means to be an overseer. To be a captain means becoming somebody that is noble. An unimportant personality suddenly became important. There was a change of status for Saul. He suddenly, the man that was the least in his father's family, he said even he came from a family that was the least in Israel. The least become the captain. Beloved, he became a governor. Treated like a most respected personality. But yesterday, just a few minutes ago, he was wandering, looking for the things that were lost. Spent everything that he had on what was missing. Little did he know that heaven has already stood on his account because the hand of the Lord that is symbolizing the anointing that touches head has just changed his story just like that. There are two things. I'm only focusing on two things. As long as this takes me, I continue to do it. So the anointing must answer for me, but against my enemy today in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord helped me to see. He said that we greet you and give you two loaves of bread and you will accept it from their hand. You don't need to be saying, you are giving me two out of three and it is only all of you, you are three. How come one will be there? He said you want to accept it in their hand. He said after you have come to the hill of God, there where the garrison of Philistines is. These were garrisons of the enemy number one. Philistines, the only troubler of Israel, the major troubler of Israel. He said, when you come there, go. When you come to the city, you will meet a group of prophets in the same place where the enemy gathers. It is like treated as a covenant of the Philistines. That was meant to be a fearful place. But in that same place, there is the hill of the Almighty God. The word says the prophets coming down from the high place to worship with harp and tambourine, flute and lyre before them, and they will be prophesying, and the Spirit of the Lord an oppression. The divine ability to begin to do what you least expected, that a wanderer can begin to operate in the supernatural. Instead, you will be changed into another man. Not only will you be changed to another man, but he said, when the signs come to you, do for yourself whatever the situation requires. When the power of God come upon the least man, he will operate like a great man. When the strength of Jehovah come upon a person, he will operate like God to his Pharaoh, like God to his Philistines, like God to the powers that oppose, like God to the powers that arise. Will they be like God to any satanic demonic personality that wanted to rise against him? Is that the grace of being a ruler is just upon you? You will rule over God's heritage. He said you will be, he said, when this happened to you, he said, I want you to know that when this sign comes to you, do whatsoever the situation requires. There was a divine ability to act in any situation and prevail, in any situation and achieve results, in any situation. Because the anointing has the transformation power. It transforms and turns a non-entity to a relevant personality. Beloved, he said, your father that careless about you will begin to look for you. He said you will do according to the way the occasion demands. And you and I, we are in different locations. We see different locations. That is why Pastor Ellen can be gentle. Pastor Ellen can be mad. Pastor Ellen can be anything that I see ever do, even on this altar. You want to lift up your voice. You are saying, oh, thou art of the Lord. Oh, thou spirit of the Lord. Oh, thou the strong hand of God, the powerful hand of God. My life is available to you. Enter me now. 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 Enter my life. Enter my life. Enter my life. Enter my life. Oh, thou powerful hand of the Lord that cannot be defeated. Oh, thou strong hand of the Lord. Enter my life. That turned my life around. Enter my life. Make me a captain. Make me a living wonder. Make me a sign and a wonder unto my generation. Oh, thou powerful hand of God. Oh, thou strong hand of the Most High God. My life is available to you. It's up from the God of the earth. It's to God. It can cross us on the earth. Il a bio o quarta, il gongosu usa a pato, endege cusote, endege cesusa, e sopra endege caso si ate, endege cesuato, e che cacuso si ate, endege cusote, il a bio o tuate, endege cusote, il a broso. Ishopia, Igequaza, Istoria, Ilabacoso, Endege Eke Cusote, Endege Custosoziate, Ilabroso, Endege Cusote, Ilabacuaza, Endege Custosiate, Endega Apio, Ondega Gabazo, Endege Custosoziate, Endege Susia, Isopros. associate. Ende che Jesus ha pronto. Engra associato. Ende che custo sosia. Ende che qua a pio o tua. Aga qua sapata. Attacco la voce. Ende che custo sosiate. Endaga pacuaso. E supriata gaiaso. Ende che custo. Ende che custo sosiate. Ende che sosiate. Ende che a pioto. Ende che custo sosia. Ende che custo sosie. Ende che custo sosie. E soprato. Ende che custo sosiate. Enda la custo sosiate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That is why you are going to say, oh, thou hand of the Lord that is strong and mighty and powerful. Oh, thou hand of the Lord that is strong and mighty and powerful. Oh, thou hand of the Lord that is strong and mighty and powerful. Enter into me. Saturate my life, come upon me like fire. By the word of the Lord, turn me to another man, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thou art of the Most High God, strong and mighty, strong and mighty, strong and mighty. Turn me to another man, turn me to another man, turn me from a natural man to a supernatural man, turn me from a natural man to a supernatural man. Oh, thou art of the Most High God, that is strong and mighty. Oh, turn me to a now from a natural to a supernatural man. Turn me from a wanderer to a living wonder. Lord, use me as a sign to my generation. It's a piata caso. It's a pruna casa. Ike quasa si arte. Ende che susiato. Endruna caso si arte. It's a proso. It's a catuate. Ende che cosiata. Turn me to another man. Turn me to another man. Turn me to another man. Oh, thou strong hand of the Lord. Oh, thou art of power. Oh, thou art of the Lord, the God of fire. Enter into me. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Power of God and of power and of strength and of wonder that cannot be exalted. Enter, enter, enter into my life now. Enter into my life now. Enter into my ministry now. Enter into my career now. Enter into me. Enter into me. Enter into me. Enter into me. Oh, thou art of the Lord, and of power, and of fire, and of wonder, and of the Lord that is powerful and mighty and strong. Enter into me, enter into me, enter into me, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Enter, 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 enter into me, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Enter into me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Enter into me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thou art of the Lord that is powerful and mighty and strong. Oh, thou art of the Lord, the art of fire. Enter into me now. Penetrate into my body. It's a piato. Ende che custo si arte. Ende che custo si arte. Ondica a pioto. Ondica. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent, permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life, it shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life, it shall be permanent. Beloved, this meeting is not finishing now. If you are on this altar and you know that certain things that has altered your destiny is to be addressed now, you stay on until I push through. And I pray nothing will hinder you on your day of deliverance. I was very conscious of time. I knew that I spoke about 3:40. 3:40, I said, I don't know whether it is AM or PM, because in the AM, I dealt with it. In the PM, I know that there was absolutely no discussion. There was nobody that can keep me away from that 3:40 to take charge of that time. And beloved, the next call that I had, these are the reasons why everyone, the first call that I had, did call before then. Even before that three, whatever the time is. This call lasted from 3:16 for 18 minutes, which means it was about 3:34 minutes. 3:34, and I planned to take care of that time and take charge over it. As the individual was engaging in a discussion, talking to me about a scenario, I saw the devil run out. I saw a demonic, satanic, just talking to me about some challenges. And I said, okay, look at the devil. That's the one that was the reason when nothing has been good, where there's been so much trouble. I said, look, nothing's are going to change. I wish I can tell her just, I said, go. Because I don't want her to keep me without taking charge. It could be 1 minute. A completely demonic, satanic bulldog. Like a mad dog, a wild dog. Troubled have troubled those people. Planning on aiding and misdirecting and making them to make a mistake. The devil that showed up that thought he could come and attack 340 became a runaway dog. Somebody is going to run and run into their grave without recovery. Because for that dog to manifest, I said decisions made on the 19th of August 2015. What the person was telling me was that, Pastor, since we made this decision, everything seems to be going down. Things were not working. The enemy has gone wild, attacking their finances, attacking the things that were important to them so that it can become like a regret for making decisions that they've made. Come back to the prayer line. Beloved, so when you come to this altar and you just sleep and you think that you're on the prayer line, you are deceiving yourself, wasting your own time. If you don't take your life seriously and you are still waiting that God does not speak, it is up to you. If you wait for me for personal deliverance, I might not come. Because every time on this altar, beloved, deliverance is going on. I said, go. That was the devil. Run mad on the major road. Demonic satanic entity. Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it and we are dealt with it, I know that it is about somebody. And they said, we made a decision. Decision was made. Everything begins to go ballistic. The Lord showed me 19th of August. A decision was made. And the enemy thought he has cooked up a verdict to make things to go ballistic, engaging a demonic strong man. A man like a dog like a man. To afflict, to affect, to attack the resources and the finances, to sponsor regret, to sponsor distress, to sponsor losses instead of gaining. As the anointing walk in the favor of God's people, it is the same hand of the Lord that is stronger. Beloved, that walketh against Pharaoh, his chariots, men, and everything that he rides. And what you and I must know is that the enemy rides on some instruments. We are coming back to deal with that devil this night. But the fire of God, Isaiah chapter number 61, it said, beloved, you saw, I touched the head of Saul. And the spirit of the Lord, the strong hand of the Lord, came upon him. And beloved, leader, an overseer, a noble, a captain, one that everybody look up to. Neither was he the one looking to them. They were looking up to him. It was when the Saul traded with the anointing through disobedience that he became one that is looking up to man. A man looking for stuff, others become. God moved him from looking for stuff, from things, to look for him. Both human being and everything else were looking for him. Good things was looking for him. Favor was looking for him. Beloved, people who take risk for his life was looking for him. So if you don't pray tonight, you're on your own. Because the word of the Lord makes it clear. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be added unto you. It means they shall be looking for you. Therefore, the oil touched his head, but the Spirit of God came and told one that seemingly be look like one that has spent everything to become one that everybody's looking for, to favor him, to help him, to risk what they have and give it to him. Beloved, they want to see his well-being even at their own expense. He didn't ask. So when we've turned to beggarly elements, when our helpers are far from us, when those that were meant to show us kindness turn the blinded eyes, something is missing. Because the anointing, the Spirit of God, the strong hand of the Lord is strong and magnetic. It attracts all the good things of life to anyone that has it. That is why you are going to pray that prayer. We are praying it several good times as the Holy Spirit directs. And then when this hand of the Lord come upon you, you will see what happens. That you are divinely equipped to take charge and to destroy every satanic wild dog, higher demonic entity, the bulldog from the dark places of the earth assigned to mess with you will become wasted in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, oh, thou strong, mighty, powerful hand of the Lord, oh, anoint me today for victory in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Anoint me for victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, thou strong, mighty, powerful hand of the Lord, come upon my life, come upon my ministry, come upon my career, come upon my body. Anoint me for victory. Anoint me for victory over the powers of darkness. Anoint me for victory. Anoint me for victory over the tongues of men. Anoint me up for victory over the reports of darkness. Anoint me for victory over the power of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thou strong, mighty, powerful hand of the Lord, come upon my life. Anoint me. Isapiato, otugazate. Anoint me. Oh, God, as a captain, as a ruler, as a leader, as an overseer, anoint me. For noble character, anoint me, Lord, to stand in my allotted position in Christ Jesus. Isapia, Igakwaza, Isapruza, Zapatuaga, Takakusto Zozie, Isapri Andoga Kustozos, Zapri Andoga Kosiate, Ekrekotuaza, Ikakwaza Zoziate, Endegekesuzia, Aprozo, Endegekesuaga. cosa, ende che cosa, ende che cosa, ende che cosa, il soprazo, onde che libro sosia, il soppia, il soppia, il soppia, il soppia, il cacquasa, il cacquasa, si pratoso, se crotuca casuasa haia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the oil of anointing touch is end. But beloved, what touch is end is what you carry every day. You carry to work. You carry to your family's house. You carry to your friend's house, but you don't know what you carry. The word of the Lord says we have this anointing. The anointing which we have abides. Concipitor law. As for you, Elinolua Folakemi Ajimati, the anointing you receive from him remains in you. He got a oil from a Samuel. And you and I got an anointing from Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. And 1 John chapter 1 verse 24 is that both to the Jews and the Gentiles, Jesus Christ has become the power of God and the wisdom of God. As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you. And you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in it. So be ending a kusoti and the art. It is beloved as to be known that the man that was looking for stuff, the man that ran out, when this hand of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, the Spirit of the Lord called the anointing, he suddenly became another man. He became another man and began to do stuff that he never went to school to learn. If you limit yourself to your PhD, you are on your own. If you limit yourself to what you have, you are on your own. He said, according to the way the occasion demands, you just make yourself available. Something of God that belongs to God has just entered into you by fire. Beloved, he touched his head, he poured the flask of oil upon his head. And the word of the Lord says, as the Lord, a man poured the oil, but it said, as the Lord, because the one who owns the anointing is not man. Christ means the anointed one. As the Lord not anointed you as ruler over his inheritance, Israel, in chapter number 9. Verse number 15. It said, now and then before Saul came, the Lord had informed Samuel of this, saying, about this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him as a leader over my people Israel. And he will save my people from the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon the distress of my people, because their cry for help has come to me. When Samuel saw Saul, he said, the Lord said, there is the man of whom I spoke to you. God had divinely chosen him, but yet he was looking for Saul. God's hand is upon him, but yet he was still wandering. And beloved, look at him. He said he came to the person who will coronate him, who will ordain him, who will pour oil upon his head. From wandering about, some people wander to this light this afternoon, but you don't know that you just walk into destiny, and you walk into purpose, and you walk into a change of story, and you walk into turn around. Beloved, so you and I, we saw that the word of the Lord said, he said, please tell me, where is the seer's house? Samuel answered, Saul, I am the seer. Go on ahead of me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, because I know about you before you arrive. You will eat with me today, and in the morning I will let you go, and will tell you all that is on your mind. As for your donkeys, which were lost 3 days ago, do not be concerned about them, for they, where they have been found. As for whom are all things that are desirable in Israel? A man that buy favor, a man that was looking, what am I going to give to the prophet, became a desire of all the people. All of a sudden, because of the strong hand of God, because of the powerful hand of God, because of the anointing of God, beloved, and he said, are they not for you? For all your father's house, all family. You, all of your family are now a desire of Israel. So I said, am I not a Benjamin? A Benjamin, the smallest of the tribes of Israel. Beloved, you might not say that you are the smallest of the tribe, but life has thrown you down so much in the dunghill that you look like the smallest among your friends, the least among your equals, the voiceless in your office, the one that is always having trouble, always have to look for something, always have to struggle with something, somebody that the enemy has silenced and oppressed, someone victimized, and you look so small, you lost your color, you almost lost your voice, you almost lost all your relevance. He said, but am I not a Benjamin of the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And it's not my father's family. Is it not that my family, the smallest of the families of the tribe of Benjamin? God said, you are the right candidate. I don't need the eye of the mighty. I just need the hand that even if man has suppressed you, if the devil has stood in your way, if all things are against you, I can still bring you from that your state to make you to sit even with the kings in the land. We are talking about God, not man. So there is no doubt I can be down that I cannot rise. That is why John chapter number 22:28, it said, decree and finish shall be established. It said, when man said that there is a casting down, I, Elinor, who are for like a man, will say there is a lifting. am the smallest of the smallest. My father's house has never known such a greeting, such a treatment like this. Everybody has seen suffering. It is suffering everywhere, multiplied by anything. From one block to the other, everybody suffering. Everybody treated small. But beloved, the anointing makes a difference because it is the spirit of the great God that enters into man. The word of the Lord said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's the strong hand of the Lord. That's why I showed us early in the morning when the word of the Lord says, I said to you and I, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them overcome the spirit of the Antichrist that is in the world. Because verse 3, it says that every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God. Know who you are from. Know yourself, little children, and have overcome them. The spirit of the world, the spirit in the world, the foul spirit that is running from the dark places of the earth, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. It said, the strong, the powerful, the mighty hand of the Lord that wasted the Pharaoh in the Red Sea, their chariots and their chariots men. Beloved, greater than the experience of the defeat of the Israelites against Pharaoh is the spirit of God in you and I is capable of doing the unimaginable, the unexpected. The same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from dead, that the grave cannot shut him in, is the spirit of God that is on the inside of me. So I cannot stay down. I refuse, because the word of the Lord said you don't have to remain small, because there is God on the inside of you, the creator of the universe. And I want you to know that this God that is on the inside of you, not only is he strong and mighty and powerful, not only does he make able and enable fire of the Holy Spirit is upon you. You shall not be small. 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 It's a pia, a pioto. On the gecusate. Entru no gusosiate. En de gecusoto. En de gecusiata. Ike quasosiate. En de gecusoto. I shall not be small. I refuse to be small. The hand of the great God is upon me. Therefore, I charge my life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, come alive. Enter into the greatness of your God. You shall no longer be small in my thinking, in my imagination, even in my creativity. I shall not be small in ministry. I shall not be small in my career. I shall not be small in business. I shall not be small in wisdom. I shall not be small in the manifestation of the gifting of the Holy Spirit in my life. I shall not be small even in the execution of the divine program of God. I shall not be small. I command every spirit of smallness, expire by fire, expire by fire, expire by fire. I command and I declare war against every spirit of timidity, every spirit of smallness, in the mighty name of Jesus. I refuse to stand down. I refuse to be small. Oh, the hand of the Lord, oh, the powerful hand of God, oh, thou consuming fire of God, oh, thou mighty hand of God, oh, thou strength of the Lord, enter into me, enter into me, transform my life from smallness to greatness, transform my life from smallness to greatness, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a piato, it's a quasa, it's sopran de gaso, it's to la patrociato, it's a piata, financially, mentally, in wisdom, in intelligence, in supernatural achievement, in supernatural exploit. My life would not be left to those who are small achievers. Non de cusa si ando li che quasa. It's a piato. I refuse to be small. I shall not be small. I refuse to be small. I shall not be small. I refuse to be small. I shall not be small. It's a piato. Ente che cusoto. It's a prendo da si ate. Ente che cusoto. Ente gato. It's a baga custo si ate. I refuse to be small. I shall not be small. I shall not be small. I shall not be small. In la piato, on de que quasa, en de que cusosia, son out of the most high God, come upon me. Move me from smallness to greatness. Move me from being a loser to a winner. Move me from being a failure to a successful person in ministry, in my career, in the work of my answer, financially, in the word of the Lord, in everything that I do. Change my story. Move me forward now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, it said you are of God, little children. You have overcome them. The power that is at work in the world is the power of the wicked. It said you have overcome them. Overcoming means you have prevailed over them. That is the power that will make a person to have a wrong perception about who they really are. It made a soul to agree with a state of smallness. That is the power of the suppressors and the oppressors. it's so funny. He said, we are the smallest. Every anti-God spirit that wants to reduce me by the strong hand of God upon my life, I refuse to be suppressed. I refuse to be reduced. I refuse to be smaller. Because it will be that, beloved, if that is your mentality, it means that you are yet to be born again. I know what I'm talking about when I talk about the great power of Jehovah. If you just see yourself according to your own mindset and not the mindset of God, I'm not talking about pride and arrogance, but instead the God that is on the inside of you manifests the superior power that gave us victory over every power of the suppressors and every power of the oppressors. And you and I must break the yoke that you have entered into, your agreement with smallness, your agreement with struggle, your agreement with wandering, your agreement with toiling and hardship. I want you to lift up your voice. You have said, oh, thou strong, mighty, powerful, hand of God, hand of God's anointing and fire, enter into me today. Break every oath, every agreement, every covenant that I've made with the spirit of smallness, spiritually, the spirit of smallness, in my ministry, the spirit of smallness, in my career, the spirit of smallness, concerning my children. All thou power of the Most High God, terminate that agreement today. I command such agreement to be terminated now. I terminate my agreement with the spirit of smallness, the spirit of littleness, the spirit of struggle, the spirit of hardship, the spirit of disfavor. I command that agreement be broken. Be broken today. Be broken today. I break you now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, I break my agreement. I break the covenant, knowingly or unknowingly, that I've made with smallness, that I've made with losses, that I've yoked my servant, be broken by fire, be broken by force. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break that covenant. I break that agreement. I command it to be null. I declare you void. I render you empty. I declare your efficacy broken. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, any agreement, any covenant that anybody in Prevalence Church Network family has made with Sunset Grove, with Sunset Grove, with Sunset Grove, with stagnation, I break it. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I break you now. 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 I render you null. I declare you void. My agreement with smallness, with hardship, with struggling, with poverty, with lack, with insufficiency, is that turning evil person. Be broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. In the name of Jesus, I break you. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, that man only knows his favor, but yet God has prepared and preordained that it was the desire of all of Israel, but he was looking for everything. Beloved, the one that was meant to be desired became the desire of everybody and everything. As far as someone is concerned, it was an important personality, but yet he didn't see himself. I want you to say, oh, thou strong hand of the Lord, oh, thou mighty hand of God, introduce inabiato, on trususi ato, on dege kusoto, in dolobosi ati. What you just said was that Saul had no clue who he was. He was just wandering through life. Even his father, they don't know who they really were. They were just wandering through life, but they didn't know. He said, I was the least in my father's family, and even my father is a Benjamin, and we are the least even in Israel. They don't know. There are many things we do not know until God introduced us to ourselves. I want you to share to the Lord all the strong hand of the Lord, all the mighty hand of God, all the powerful hand of God. Oh my God, you have the consuming fire. Enter into my life now. Introduce me to what I need to know, to who you have made me to be, to the purpose and the plan that you have ordained for me. Introduce me to myself. Introduce me to my destiny. Introduce me to my career. Introduce me to yourself, oh God. Let me see the Allen that is in the heart of God. Let me see the Allen that God has preordained and pre-chosen, able to do what you have commissioned me to do. Introduce me to the Prevalence Church Network in the heart of God. Introduce me to the Prevalence Church Network that you have in Great Britain across the nations of the earth. Introduce me to those that you have sent me to according to your divine arrangement, by your strong hand of power, by your strong hand of might, by your strong hand, oh God, that is mighty and powerful and strong. Fire from the throne room of God, come upon me. Introduce me. Isapiate nazuate. Ikekwa apioto. Ila prietu musuziata. Introsto si ikekwata. Ikekwata si ate. Indegaso. Isoproto. Indegekeswata. Ila pioto musuziata. That's why it is possible. It is so completely possible that even your parents don't know you. Almost everyone alone. They don't know God when they have you. They never follow God. They don't understand what it means to hear God. They've gone to Olajuwon and gone to Babalawo and gone everywhere. They have made sacrifices and they have done all sorts of things, but yet they don't know what they carry. Because even Mary, Jesus was introduced to her. Elizabeth carried John. John was introduced to Elizabeth. So these are personalities that beloved come to know who they carry because their kids were introduced to them. But some of us, we have kids in our own, we don't even know. And beloved, we think it's another child. And you don't know them. So you try to rob Peter to pay Paul. You try to make them to do the things that they were not designed to do. You waste time and you waste their life. And beloved, and you call it parenting. Because you don't know them. And for some of us, we don't know ourselves in God. And therefore, we dabble into stupid things because we were ignorant. Why don't you share to the Lord? My God, you introduce so il a piosso della vostra susate, il a prendendo si siate, il a prese che custo siate, e che quaso si attua, il a banquasciate, e sopra de casa, e che quaso è piotua, il a piosso da siate, e che è suata, il a pronto che quaso siate, lo introduce to me in the eyes of God, to those that I must meet and those that must meet me. Lord, introduce me to those that must meet and those that must meet me in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What you have to see is that in 1 Samuel chapter number 10, God introduced Saul, the anointed, unto the prophet. And the prophet gave 2 loaves out of 3 loaves. They gave it, 3 prophets gave him 2 loaves out of their 3 loaves. They saw him as a ruler. They saw him as a leader. They saw him as an overseer. They saw him as a captain. But beloved, he saw himself as a small man. The Bible says that all those signs took place on that same day. So the good news is that the manifestation of this word of the Lord is not going to wait forever. It's happening now. Beloved, not only my friend will have to know me, even my enemy must know that God's hand that is strong, mighty, and powerful is over my life. So you don't well, you don't be stupid. The devil don't need to be crazy around you if even the devil has been is aware that you are a son and a daughter of God, and God is a consuming fire. Fire cannot be insulted by any serpent. Fire cannot be insulted by any bush. It will burn. When the serpent saw it, they will flee. Some beloved, the fire of God cannot be insulted by any demonic evil dog. It is not possible. They will flee. That is why the word of the Lord said in Psalm 18, verse 44, as soon as they hear of me, they submit themselves unto me. Evil strangers, they fade away from their close place. What should I do? Oh, Paro. So it is up to you. You are saying to the Lord, oh, thou God, my Father, you are a consuming fire. You are the God that is strong. You are the God that is mighty. You are the God that is powerful. Introduce me today as a daughter of the Most High God of my Quekulonjo. Lord, introduce me
Chapter, he said, sorry, it's Isaiah chapter number 45. He said, I will go before you. I will make the crooked path straight. I will break the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. He said, I will unguard the loins of kings before you, and so that they will open before you a double door, and your gates shall not be shut. God introduced Cyrus to the kings, to the rulers. He introduced him. He said, then you will locate the riches, even that lies in the hidden places, and the treasures of darkness shall come to you. Beloved, when he introduced him, what men were looking for were coming to him. What others begin to mess their head and mess their men and mess their mind and compromise their body, beloved, just because of what they must get, beloved, for Cyrus, whose hand is upholding, what hand upheld his hand is the strong and mighty, powerful hand of the Most High God. So when men don't know you, they resist you. When men don't know you, beloved, they set a law that work against you. When you have not been known in the place, they can treat you anyhow. Beloved, but when God introduced you, anybody that dare mess up, they touch the anointed, the God of God, and they will be wasted. That's why you are saying, oh God, by your anointing, by your strong, powerful, and mighty hand, by the fire of the Holy Spirit that cannot be resisted, that cannot be insulted, introduce me to my friends and my enemy. Introduce me to my friends and my enemy in the daytime, in the nighttime, anywhere they mention my name for evil. Introduce me and judge them. Introduce me. Let your thunder locate them. Introduce me. Let your fire destroy them. Introduce me to my friends alike. Introduce me to my enemy alike. It's a pier, a quarter. Introduce me by fire. Introduce me by your strong hand. Introduce me by your powerful hand. Introduce me by your divine power. Introduce me by your fire. It's a pier. Introduce me by your anointing that destroys the yoke and remove the bondage. All who have seen me are in La Pia, Aquata, in La Pioso, the art, to those that I must know in the marketplace of the upfront. Lord, introduce me. Jesus introduced himself to Paul, then to Saul, he became Paul. I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, as you introduce me to man, not on a daily basis, Lord, let your anointing, your power, your strong hand, let it come upon my life by fire. Let it come upon my life by fire. Elabos the art. The name of Elijah was never mentioned. We never read about him, and all of a sudden, he came. And he said, there will never be rain or dew except by my word. God introduce him to the center stage of destiny. When men have deviated from God, when the prophets are quiet, when the righteous are quiet, and evil was prevailing in the land, the man that was introduced by fire. He was introduced by power. Hebrews 12:29, the Lord your God is the consuming fire. Jeremiah 23:29, is my word not like fire? Is it not like an armor that breaks the rock into pieces? God introduced him. Hebrews 12:29 is a consuming fire. And that is why you saw that he introduced him on the platform of power. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Aaron sat up. Everybody only one way. They want to go and serve the devil. But when God introduced ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ya. Ojúbọ̀ ọ̀gọ́dọ̀ fi gbọ́ ọmọ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀kúrọ̀. We are telling you to leave the devil. You said it is the devil you want to marry. And it is the devil you want to take people's name to. You want to keep going to the satanic coven like a mad bulldog and to begin to do crazy things. When God introduced a personality, every devil that stands against you is a greater, is a we have overcome. Little children, you have overcome the spirit that is anti-Christ. We prevent all the such spirit. Because when God introduced a man that has been anointed, they become a touch not. So any power of the devil that wants to touch us will be wasted. I want you to say, Lord, arise by your anointing upon my life. Arise by your strong hand upon my life. Arise by your powerful hand upon my life. Introduce me, Lord, to my friends, to doors I must meet, to opportunity I must not miss. Introduce me to breakthrough that I must experience in 2015. Introduce me to progresses I must make this year. Introduce me to those who must favor me this year. Introduce me by your anointing, by your power. Introduce me by your wisdom, by your supernatural intelligence, Lord, to opportunities that must open up for me this year in the mighty name of Jesus. It changes this. This is the last one, and then we begin to judge the wickedness, because it is the same anointing, the same Holy Spirit, the power of God is the same one that work against the enemy but work in our favor. Everything was working for Saul in his favor until he disobeyed God. And that's why you need to know what you are praying. You are going to say to the Lord, the same God that introduced Saul to the prophet and to the whole nation of Israel, that made them to desire him. You are saying, oh, thou, my father and my God, great and mighty are you in power. You are mighty in strength. You are mighty, all God, and strong in power. Lord, arise by your anointing, or introduce me to the platform of destiny that you have appointed for me. Introduce me to the platform of destiny that you have arranged for me. Introduce me to the platform of destiny that you have preordained for me. Oh God, my Father, in suffer out. Introduce me by the anointing that cannot be defeated, that cannot be resisted, that cannot be insulted, that cannot be opposed, that cannot be pulled down, that cannot be destroyed, that cannot be adjusted. Oh God, introduce me by the anointing, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Introduce me in my platform of destiny. Introduce me in the platform that you have preordained for me. Introduce me in the marketplace with favor. Introduce me on the upfront by your favor. Let favor answer for me by your anointing. Let favor answer to the anointing in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Engaging the anointing for a favorable finishing. It started small. David. But he had a favorable ending. He had favor with God. He had favor with man. But this anointing we're talking about is the power of God that cannot be insulted. Isaiah 61, which you saw in this morning, said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings. Whenever you see the Lord and the God and God, number one, God is Spirit. John chapter 4, tell us. And beloved, let us look at John chapter number 4. John chapter number 4. Jesus engaged the woman at the well that was talking about ordinary natural well. He said, I'm not ashamed. You don't know who is talking to you. If you had known who is talking to you, you would have asked him to drink, to give you drink of water from verse number 13. And beloved, he was talking about worship. He said, God is not looking at people who say the place of worship is on this, off this mountain or that mountain. He said, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Verse 23. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because he said, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is Spirit. God is Spirit. God is. God is. God is Spirit. God is a spirit and is looking for people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Beloved, to worship him in spirit and in truth, you are to have been born again. Because whatever is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. And if you are born of the flesh, you are of the flesh. And beloved, that is why he said, truly, truly, I said to you, in John chapter number 3, as he was replying to Nicodemus, he said, truly, truly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That is why when you come to Christ and you say, yes, Lord, it is your spirit man that gets born again. Become one with God. He said, do not be amazed that I say you must be born again. That was the ruler that knows the legalistic of everything but was unborn again. He said, the wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it but do not know where it comes from, where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So you are no longer the caretaker. You are no longer the one who is in charge. Another lead you and your leader is the Spirit of God. Beloved, and this man who has been a ruler of the Pharisee of the synagogue said, how can these things be? Is it that I'm going to go into my mother and be born again? How can these things be? It surpasses the mental faculty of man. God is spirit. God And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I think there are things that you and I need to come into recognition of. God is spirit. God is a consuming fire. Beloved, if God is the Spirit and is a consuming fire, so what enter into you, the word of the Lord told us in the book of Matthew chapter number 3. Matthew chapter number 3. Peter said in verse number 11, I indeed baptize you with water. I submerge you. By what? When something submerges you, it means it saturates your life. But the same John said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, because unto your cleanse. Repentance means for a change of mind. He said, I baptize you with water unto repentance, for he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes are not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Because God is spirit, and God is a consuming fire. He will baptize you with fire. Beloved, the fire of God came upon them on the day of Pentecost. And beloved, there was a new man emerging from the inside of them, but at the same time that the fire and the power of God came upon them, you see that judgment begins to take place. He said he will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly pour his flour and gather his wheat into the garner, but it will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. When this fire landed on the wicked, it has no ending. It burned them down. Beloved, that is what the word of the Lord begins to speak to us in the book of Isaiah number 2. Isaiah chapter number 61. Be unto the gods of the earth here. It said, from what I read it, the Spirit of the Lord, God is Spirit, is upon me, because he has anointed me, anointed us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Beloved, to preach good tidings unto the meek, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Vengeance means revenge. The day of vengeance of our God. Vengeance simply means that God is taking your enemy on. He said, vengeance is mine. And I will recompense. Vengeance means an eye for an eye. God said the same way that the enemy came, I will give him a blow. God himself is a consuming fire. That is why the word of the Lord will say that it surrounds the righteous with favor as with a shield, because you need a shield to be loved, to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, the arrow of the wicked, thrown at any personality. I want you to know that when God arose as beloved, as a consuming fire by his power, he put the enemy and deal with them. Psalm 105 verse 14. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yet he reproved kings for their sakes. He rebuked them and said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Any personality that touch you has just entered into beloved and irrecoverable beloved punishment of the law. That is why your head was not like oil. Any personality that touch my stuff has touched my God, has just touched fire. I want you to put your hand upon your head. You are saying, by the anointing of the Most High God, by the strong hand of God upon my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I pull out every touch of the devil, every rage of the enemy upon my life. I pour you out every seed of darkness, every arrow of the wicked, by the hand of fire, by the hand of the Lord that is strong and mighty, that is upon my life now. Come out by fire. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Come out by fire. 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 In la pioto, associato, endega casuato, endega apioto, sopiata gazatie, endega quaso, e sopianda gazatie, e soprande gazate, endega custosia, in la proto, endega casuate. Message Bible says, announce freedom to all captives, pardon all prisoners. God sent me to announce the year of his grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion. That is why you are going to just pray this prayer the way I said you should pray it. And when you pray it a few times, let the Holy Spirit take hold of you. There are dogs who are human beings. The word of the Lord said concerning the Israelites, they were the spirit of a destroyer. He said, no dog will be able to even put out their tongue against you. So if you are the personality that I was talking with, God's word said a number of things when I talk about the dog earlier. The word of the Lord, anybody that die anyhow now, just die for nothing. It means that they are the dog. Anybody that is not the dog, we better pray and say, I don't want to die a dog life. So spare my life. Let the dog die. Deuteronomy 23:18 itself, the word of the Lord said, thou shalt not bring the ire or a war of the price of a dog into the house of the Lord your God. For any vow at all, for even both these are abomination unto the Lord, completely unacceptable. He said it is not permitted. Again, from such practices, God said it is not permitted. Do you know who he's talking about? He said, no daughter of Israel is to become a sacred prostitute. A sacred prostitute, what does that mean? They are called prostitutes. They are people that they sleep with in an occultic group in the shrine. He said, no Israelite man or woman is to become a shrine prostitute. So when he's talking to a dog, talking about a dog, he's talking about personality that has become a dog. Personality that are in agreement, in covenant, in any occultic group. He said, no Israelite man or a woman is to become a shrine prostitute. You must not bring the earnings of a female prostitute or a male prostitute into the house of the Lord your God to pay any vow, because the Lord your God detests them both. Oluwa korewo. That is why you are going to lift up your voice. Two scriptures I want to stand on as we kill the dogs. And whenever God has to deal with the dogs, anybody that operates that foul spirit, they are occulting demonic witchcraft personalities. They are personalities that are into cults, into Freemasons, into witchcraft, into any demonic thing, they die, and the dog, they die useless death. And the dog will lick their blood. Beloved, because they never want to come out, they go back to their vomit. When they are in witchcraft, they want to remain there. They like the stupid oppressions than beloved coming out to his vomit. That's why God made a pronunciation against them. He said, you shall not suffer the witch to live. Don't allow the dog to live. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. These dogs are called sorcerers. These dogs are called witches. These dogs are called mediums. These dogs are called spiritists. These dogs are called demonic satanic agents. And you are saying, Pastor Ellen, how did you know? Let us look at the word of the Lord. Exodus 22:18, the word of the Lord called them. Witches and sorcerers. Leviticus chapter number 19 called them spiritists. Who are the spiritists? They are the personality that enter into the spirit. It said, for you will be defiled by them. They are defilers. Leviticus 26 called them personality that engage mediums. Who are the mediums? They are the people that practice necromancers. They consult the Ouija board. They are mediums, the stargazers. They are mediums, the people that operate from the shrine, the marine kingdom. They are iron, they are people that worship the iron god, Ogun. They are mediums, they are the people, beloved, that will go and speak to the dead. What business have you to do with the dead? Beloved, Leviticus 20, verse 27, the word of the Lord reiterated, he said, such people, the people that dabble into the spirit world, he said, you are to stone them to death. Stone them, their blood will be upon their own heads. They must die. Only a joke. In Africa, where I came from, they stone them. They stand on this. Because the dog we always go back to their vomit. They lick their own vomit. They are never repentant. Beloved, Proverbs 26:11, help us to see that they are enemy that you must not be careless with. How dare you make a decision and then all hell break loose? Proverbs 26:11, is that like an anchor, who wounds everyone? So is he who hires a fool or who hires those who pass by. Like a dog that returns to its vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. There is always a repetitiveness when the spirit of the dog is at work. In the last couple of weeks, you have seen and you have heard me mention these things to you. It was a proverb. Peter quoted it. He said, a dog returns to his vomit and a soul that is washed returns to a wallowing mud. Unless they are fully repentant. So anybody that goes back to their vomit, go back to the spirit of darkness where they belong. After they are said, we said they say yes to Jesus. Beloved, I want you to know they are on their own and they must perish by fire. Proverbs 27:22 was still talking about the senses of people. It said, though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding them like grain with a pestle, you will not remove their folly from them. They continue to do their wickedness. Why is it that they have made the wickedness to become what they know? Because they prefer the devil rather than God. They like darkness more than light. Therefore, any personality that like darkness more than light, that refuse to let me go, you are commanding them, be located by thunder, be located by fire of God. Die in the name of Jesus. Die, 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 die. They are stubborn pursuer. They are enemy that cringes. They are enemy that does not want their victory to go. You are commanding them in the mighty name of Jesus. Any stubborn pursuer of my destiny, any personality that refuses to let me go, any man, woman, like a dog, dog, like woman or man, any man, woman, like a dog, assigned to trouble me, assigned to transfer sickness into my body, assigned to sell this season and to sell poverty, to sell disfavor, to sell rejection, to sell abuse against me. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder, receive fire, fall down and die. Receive thunder, receive fire, fall down and die. Receive thunder, receive fire, fall down and die. Fall down and die. Fall down and die. Fall down and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, fall down and die. There is no hiding place for you. Be located by thunder. Be located by fire. It is an abomination for the doors to be in charge. In the name of Jesus, for the stubborn pursuer, for satanic agent to come against the righteous. Therefore, be located by thunder. Be located by fire. Fall down and die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord said that their own blood shall be upon their own heads. They will be wasted. And none shall feel sorry for them. They are stubborn enemy that wants their victim to become a sacrifice. That is why you are saying, oh you, a dog like a man like a dog. Oh you, a dog like a woman like a dog that refuse to let me go because you always go back to your covenant of darkness. That refuse to let go of my case, that stood to see me go down. What are you waiting for? Be located by thunder, by fire of God. Let the earth open up and swallow you. 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 Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are saying personality like a dog, like That's why the word of the Lord says in Exodus chapter number 11, when God said unto Moses, he said, I will cause, put the blood upon the doorpost of your houses, that tonight I will pass over the land. And the firstborn of Pharaoh and all of his children in Egypt, they will die. It is a killer. He said, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne to the firstborn of his slave, girl walking on an anvil, also the firstborn of every animal, he said, whilst cried wailing we erupt all over the country, lament such as has never been and never will be again, but against the Israelites, man, woman, animal, there won't be so much as a dog back. So that you all know that God makes a clear distinction between Egypt and Israel. He said, he said, not a dog will bark at us. When you are resisted, when the enemy stubbornly refused to give up on your case, and it's manifesting as sickness, poverty, struggling, hardship, it's manifesting in a way and a manner that it is unacceptable. It is your responsibility to say God's word and said it. That is why God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He said, not a single dog is permitted. So we must be a terrorizer for the dogs. They are not permitted to mess with us. When the dog is barking, he wants to hurt. That's why the word of the Lord called them in Jeremiah 30:16. He said, therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured. They were destroying animals. They destroyed life, destroyed destiny. They devour finances. They devour health. They devour wealth. They make those who are greedy to become people that went down. Beloved, therefore, they made men to struggle and work so hard and have nothing to show for it. They were plunderers, that they took what does not belong to them and they take it to their demonic cult. And that is why you are saying, every spirit of dog assigned against me, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command you, begin to devour yourself, devour your honor, 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 devour yourself, turn against yourself, let your blood be upon your own head, let your blood be upon your own head. Every dark spirit assigned to devour and to destroy my life, to devour or to destroy my destiny, devour yourself now, devour yourself now. Every dog of a person like a dog, an entity like a dog, assigned to trouble this commission by thunder, by fire, begin to destroy yourself without recovery. Destroy your home without destroying recovery. In the name of Jesus, every demonic dog, I hand and I lead. Every demonic dog consults and every demonic dog report in any satanic coven, worrying against our lives, our destiny, worrying against our finances, worrying against the work of our hands. Today, devour yourself. Destroy yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, but all who devour you will be devoured. All your enemies will go into exile. Those who plunder you will be plundered. All who make spoil of you, I will despoil. But beloved, even as I read that scripture, the Lord said to me, the only person that might have a challenge is if you open yourself up to the devourer. if you open yourself up to the spoiler. Because God Himself said, He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, and I will open the windows of heaven to you, and you will not have enough room to have your blessings. He said, you will have much than you can even handle. He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. God hated dogs. Every dog that occupied the road of your destiny, every dog that took charge in the organization where you're supposed to profit and to prosper, every dog of a man or dog of a woman, you have seen what I mean by dog. Their personalities, beloved, that operates and consult mediums. Necromancers, the Ouija board, the stargazers, the witches, and the wizards, idolaters. Some don't idolize a woman, but they idolize money. There are people that operate from the shrine, the people that serve iron God, the people that go and consult the dead, the people that go to the spiritist, the people that go to the witchcraft coven. There are people that smile at you in the day but fly at night. There are people that organize, beloved, how to defraud and how to devour men. The word of the Lord said they shall be devoured. It means their own blood, their own wickedness come back unto their own head. You are sent to the Lord, all the mighty hand of God, of power, of might, and of wonder. All the mighty hand of God of fire, enter into me now. Devour and destroy every handwriting of any spirit of the dog, any personality oppressed by the dog spirit to trouble me, to traumatize me, to defeat me, to distress me, to trouble me in the daytime, to trouble me in the nighttime. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to say, oh, you dog of a man, dog of a woman, appearing in the pathway of my life, appearing on the road to my recovery, appearing on the pathway to my rising, appearing on the pathway to my breakthrough, appearing on the pathway to my recovery, crossing the road, sitting at the junction of my good news. What are you waiting for? Be located by thunder, be located by fire. Die now. Let the earth open up, receive you, be buried alive. Jesus, I wanted to say, any dog that is buried in order to bury me, what are you waiting for? Bury your honor. Bury your honor in the name of Jesus. Bury your honor in the name of Jesus. Bury your honor. Any dog that is buried to make me a sacrifice, to cause my life to expire, to shoot an arrow of infirmity into my body, bury your honor now. Bury your honor. Lord God Jesus, bury your honor in the name of Jesus. Bury your honor. 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 Bury your honor in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's a peer, a peer. Any personality that I yet or buried the dog in order to bury me, I command you, bury your honor now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. And you say, ah, you and you, I'm trying to help you. And then you report me to the spiritist, reported me unto the necromancers, reported me unto personality that follow after medium, reported me in your covenant of darkness, reported me to the dark places of the earth. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder, both you and your consultants and those that you have contracted. Buried alive, be buried alive, be buried alive. Let the dogs begin to lick your blood now. Let the dogs begin to lick your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Be devoured, be devoured, be devoured, be devoured, be devoured, be devoured, be devoured. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are there, all you reporter of darkness that took my name to the dark places of the earth. The Lord of hosts, whose hand is strong and mighty and powerful. The Lord of hosts, who is a consuming fire, expose you. Uncover your wickedness now. Be buried alive. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You are going to say, stubborn pursuers of darkness that made a verdict to run me down, to run me mental, to disturb me, to destroy me, to waste my inheritance, to destroy me financially, to run me down to ground zero. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. Die, die, die. In the name of Jesus, you are a liar. I command you to die. I command you to die. Let the word of your mouth be used against you. Let the word of your mouth be used against you. Let the word of your mouth be used against you. Let the word of your mouth be used against you. It's a piece of the custo sociate. Il apostro Zazia. The word of the Lord said, vengeance is mine, and I will recompense. You are saying, oh, thou God that is mighty, strong, and powerful, whose hand is upon my life, vengeance is yours. Arise and fight back. Any person like a dog, any dog like a person, troubling my destiny, troubling my life, troubling my ministry, troubling my career, troubling my finances, troubling my marriage, troubling the work of my hands, troubling me in the daytime, troubling me in the nighttime. Oh, thou God Almighty, that is gracious, but you are stronger, you are powerful, you are the God of fire. Lord, locate every troubler of my Israel. Lord, trouble them. Trouble them in the daytime. Trouble them physically. Trouble them mentally. Trouble them in every way. Trouble my troubler. Trouble my troubler. Waste my waster. Trouble my troubler. Waste my waster. Trouble my troubler. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have said every demonic personality operating like a dog to sponsor evil transfer into my life in any which way, health or wealth. You have said today, the Lord of us is against you. Be located by thunder, fall down and die. 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 they are too nice. The niceness is what is killing you. It's what allowed the enemy to mess with you. Because that niceness is not coming from God. It is out of the carnal nature. God make a decree, and I should agree with whatever decree God made. Beloved, even God said, I will not allow the righteous, the eyes of the righteous to see evil, so that the righteous will not put his hand into iniquity. And therefore, for that sake, God said, do not touch my anointed ones. And don't you dare, don't touch my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And the word of the Lord said that anyone that touch you has touched the apple of my eyes. He said, I will take them on. I will contend with those who contended with you. God is a lion of the tribe of Judah. Is a fighter. I will contend with them that contended with you. So if God wants to take your battle on, he took the battle on because of Jehoshaphat, and he wasted all the nations that came against him. I will contend with those who contend with you, says the Lord. I will save your children. And who are the contenders? They are the spirit of the dog. If you don't know them, let me show you. Then let me show them to you. He said, I will contend with everyone that rises up against you. You can't rise and therefore it's not possible. You can't make a decision to advance and then any dog wants to stop you. He said in verse 24, God has spoken about their rising. He said, this is what the Lord says. Let's read it from a very good translation. He said, this is what the Lord says. Verse 23. Kings will be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground. They will lick the dust at your feet. They will be begging each other. They will be falling over each other to want to help you. He said, then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Can plunder be taken from the warriors, or captives be rescued from the fear? Can plunder be retrieved from a giant? Prisoners of war gotten back from a tyrant. For God says, even a giant grieves the plunder, and a tyrant holds my people prisoner. I am the one who is on your side, defending your cause, rescue your children, and your enemies, crazed and desperate, will turn on themselves, killing each other in a frenzy of self-destruction. Then everyone will know that I, God, have saved you. I, the mighty one of Jacob. Everyone will know that I saved you. I'm your redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Because he said, those who oppress us, he will feed them with their own flesh. They shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I am the Lord. Why? Well, this is what happened when God took on the battle. And he said, vengeance is mine and I will recompense. So my responsibility is every dog of a person that is alive, every person like a dog that is alive, that is troubling my destiny and troubling the work of my hands, they have no chance. And I'm agreeing with God. Take them on. See to it that they are wasted without remedy. See to it that they are wasted without recovery. According to your word, every oppressor of life, every oppressor of my destiny, I decree and declare, let the spirit of self-destruction I don't have control over what you do in your house. Some people have been delivered right now. And those who treat this with another prayer meeting, it's up to you. But for those who have seen the back of their enemy, God said, you are being born of God, little children, and have overcome the Antichrist spirit that is in the world. Antichrist is the enemy that is against the power of God, that is against the wisdom of God, that is against what Christ stands for, which is the power and the wisdom of God. God said we prevail over them. When you prevail over them, you recover yourself. Why don't you make a demand? I recover back everything of mine that they have stolen now. I get it back by fire. I got it back by force. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call you back. Everything that I have lost, come back to me by fire. Come back to me by force. Come back to me by fire. Come back to me by force. In the name of Jesus, I restore. I recover back my health. I recover back my wealth. I recover back favor. I recover back open doors. I recover back my opportunities. I recover back my helpers of destiny. I recover back everything that I've lost to the wicked. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let there be full recovery now. Let there be total recovery now. Let there be full recovery now. Let there be total recovery now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. This is your 10 day of waiting upon the Lord, and God has been doing a work every day. Why don't you lift up your voice and give God praise for the things that he has done even in your life now. Worship and exalt him. Give the Ancient of Days all the glory, all the honor, and thank God for whatsoever the Lord doeth is permanent. Beloved, in the same place where you have been troubled, in every area where you have been affected and afflicted, you are going to have a testimony. We are going to have testimony in the same place because it is a new day. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord has ordered our steps even today according to his will. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent what the Lord has done in my life. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent what the Lord has done in my life. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done in my life. It shall be permanent. My Father, we thank you because the grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. Whatsoever the Lord doeth abideth forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not an iota of your word will go without being fulfilled. Therefore, we rejoice and you will thank you for what you have done this night in the lives of the prevailers on the prayer line and those that are not, and those that are connected by God unto this commission, our families, and those that you have committed even us to serve. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks for what you have done this evening. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return back unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon our head. We will obtain gladness and joy. None is permitted to sorrow. None is permitted even to return with a negative report in the mighty name of Jesus. But there is no escape for the wicked in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare that what the Most High God has done in every life present, every life connected to this commission today, it is permanent in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I decree every dog like a person like a dog, dog like an entity like a dog, operating necromancy spirit, going able to the medium and to the spiritist, and reporting any prevailer on any demonic covenant by any to any demonic satanic personality or power on our account, they will be buried and they shall be no more in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. For it is in touch not my anointed that do my prophets no harm. Therefore, anyone that has touched us spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, to hurt us, to harm us, to aid us, they have touched God. Therefore, they shall be wasted and they shall be no more. But the Lord shall restore to us even all the years that the locusts and the canker worm has eaten. The Lord will recover back unto us divine health, divine wealth, progresses, opportunities that has been affected by the wicked in any which way. Therefore, I declare our season of restoration and recovery is now, and there is no carryover. Every divinely ordained ordained doings of God in our lives, it shall find expression without fail in the mighty name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because God is for us, no man shall be against us. For the anointing which we have received abides. Therefore, today I decree and declare by the strong and mighty hand of God that is upon our life, and by the anointing of God, I command the divine grace for rulership, for leadership, for overseeing, and to be able to be treated even with respect, with honor, to be a living wonder, even and a living sign of God. Wherever we go, those who do not know us, they will serve us in the mighty name of Jesus. Our terror will fall upon those who want to make us afraid, and those who come against us, they will fall for our sake. When they come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against it. Therefore, any arrow shot at anybody in this commission, on this altar, I decree that arrow has backfired backfired against the wicked in the name of Jesus. And therefore, I send forth a double dose of the sharp spiritual arrow of fire of the Lord to the camp of the devil and his demonic principalities and powers and satanic agents, to bring them down and to be completely destroyed in Jesus' name. But I command a release of the virtue of life flowing into our bone marrow joints, into every part of our being now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen, Lord. As we break our fast tonight, we declare that you will bless our food and our water, and sicknesses and diseases shall be far removed from us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I decree that we will eat and drink to be well, to be whole, to recover, to be strengthened, to be encouraged, to be empowered, to be released even from every form of bondage. But we will not eat and to be in bondage again. We will not eat to be stupid in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, every demonic caterers of darkness, they begin to cater for themselves. And I decree that their catering department is set ablaze in the mighty name of Jesus without recovery. But whatsoever we eat today and drink, that we prepare to eat and drink, I declare they work for us. They're not permitted to work against us in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Congratulations.